morning, everybody. Welcome inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock.
I had to hear that one more time.
Man, I'll tell you, it's good to be back with
it's
you.
It's been
brother.
A long time. Where you been?
You know.
Been on injury reserve, or where are we at?
No, when you're wanted by the FBI, man, you got to stay on the move.
Hey, we got another great show, high school football, Clinton County style, and of course, Carroll Cougars are on B later. But, man, let's talk about the first game, or the first game last night that Hoosierland TV covered, Clinton Prairie Gophers and the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Coach is going to be in here. We're going to talk to him in just a second. But, wow, what a start by the Bulldogs last night. And Gophers came back and went wild finish. I know the coach is looking at me here. Let's not talk about this. But great high school football game. You know, the two guys on Hoosierland TV for us, Sam and Kyle, great call last night. I went home and watched it again on Hoosierland TV. And, I mean, it was just exciting times for Clinton County football.
Well, you got that rivalry thing going on now, and what a difference a year's makes when your freshmen become sophomores and your sophomores become juniors. Good things are coming, and it's coming a lot quicker than I think maybe Coach thought it would be. 2-0 coming into last night's ball game, now 2-1. But if there's anything such as a moral victory, last night might have been one, even though a loss is a loss.
Right. So we're talking about the fourth annual Corn Bowl. Clinton Prairie won that last night, 28-26. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Hey, great start by the Bulldogs last night. Let's talk about that. Well, maybe not the opening. Clinton Prairie ran the opening kickoff back, and that's probably not what you wanted to have, but then you ran off 28 straight points. And let's just talk about, you know, your focus coming into that game last night to try to get one of the first Corn Bowls for Clinton Central.
Clearly, Clinton Prairie is our rival. A lot of respect for Coach Slicker and his staff, and I thought I was really impressed. A year ago, you know, we take a shot like that coming out of the gate. I don't know if we're able to rally and come out and play Bulldog football. That opening kickoff, I tried something a little bit different with the kickoff team, and just didn't quite work out the way I thought it was going to, clearly. but I thought the team rallied phenomenally. Our offensive line, defense, like, everybody came to play last night. I was just super proud of their effort. The coaching staff was coaching. At the end of the day, it comes down to me and some of the calls I made. And that first half, I felt like we did really well coming out of halftime. I tried to make a couple adjustments just because I knew and felt like they were going to try to throw the deep ball and just try to put in some stuff that we may not have worked a whole lot on. And sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Yeah, and I think that for a preparation standpoint for you guys, you weren't sure what Clint Prairie was going to do. They had a quarterback that went out the week before. Brady Allen had played some during the Frankfort game and played really well. And he came in last night and played well for them. Then they have Gage Kuzmics back that came in and, gave them a different wrinkle. So preparing for all those different things is tough sometimes for a high school football team.
It is. I mean, but there's at the core, everybody still has, an identity, right? So, I felt like if we could kind of contain the run a little bit, and force them to throw the ball a little bit, that was kind of what we wanted to do. And clearly they were able to do that at times. And, a couple just mental mistakes on special teams. Again, my fault trying to do some things on special teams to change it up a little bit just so you're not so transparent. Sometimes in the moment you just need to let the kids play and not try to overcoach them.
Let's talk about your team for just a second. And it's led by your quarterback, Clayton Stevens. And Coach Gilbert a few years ago used to tell Don and I all the time, senior-laden quarterbacks are the focus. And I know he talked about my son several years ago when he played for the Gophers, just having a senior quarterback, the poise, the way they run the offense, they command the team. You saw that very quickly last night with Clayton Stevens and running the Bulldogs, and he's got command out there, and he's a good-sized kid, and he can run the football, he can throw the football. I mean, I thought he had a really nice game as well.
Clayton, I ask a lot of Clayton. I really do. Clayton is, from the first day I've got there, Clayton has just been a workhorse for me and a great leader for the team. Clayton wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he's a guy that just picks up the lunch pail and goes to work every day. I could just tell that he was disappointed last night. you know, but he did. It was absolutely nothing him or the team did. You know, like I said, this one's on my shoulders, and we're gonna climb back, and I know he's gonna be ready to get back at it on Monday. But yeah, Clayton is our war dog. He's our field general for sure.
Well, Coach, you come in, you start the season off heading into Frankfort. You whipped up on those guys 41-22. Then you beat a Faith Christian team that just played, 7-on-7 last year, and kind
of eight-man football.
Just kind of getting into it. But let's talk some positive things about this. And that is, you know, you were 2-0, and last year we had a lot of conversations about how easy it is for teams to be losers. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You just go to practice, goof off. Losing's okay because that's what we do. But you've turned the ship pretty quickly, I think, in the fact that you're 2-0, a possible win last night, 3-0, 1-0 in the conference, and all that does for a team that used to be losing, all of a sudden goes, hey, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, our mentality's changed. You know, I told you guys last week, you know, I mean, I don't know what the outcome of every week's going to be, but I do know this. It's not the same old Bulldogs that everybody's used to seeing. We're going to compete. Our boys are going to play hard. Our coaches are going to coach. Like, my staff last night was amazing. Coach Douglas in the offense, you know, they put in so much preparation in the offseason to get ready for this year. You know, they move the ball really well. You know, my defensive coaches last night were making great suggestions. Sometimes I chose to listen. Sometimes I didn't. But everybody was engaged in coaching. You know, that's kind of the difference, right? Like, when everybody's coaching and participating and feeling that they're a part of the process, then great things happen. When everybody's just kind of standing around and just waiting for the left shoe to fall and figure out what the next mistake's going to be that's going to lead to the next, you know, the next learning session. That's completely different now. Like, everybody's bought in. You know, we're driven. You know, it's not just our theme for the year. You know, that's what we're doing, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to learn a lesson along the way, but there's still a lot of football to be played this year.
You talked earlier in the year about, you know, on the off season, getting your core set of plays and learning that very well, and I think that was very evident in the first half last night. You guys were command of that game and moving the football in Bulldog style, 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. You know, Amron Barrett, Creed Menon, some of those guys running the football. Your line was blocking well, and you guys were just moving. Then the second half, I think maybe you shot yourself in the foot a little bit on a few, you know, false start penalties and stuff like that. Some of them are subjective to referees and stuff, and it just kind of hurt some drives that maybe you could have even, you know, commanded that win last night, you know, just cleaning up those small things. And I think for a whole outside looking in, Bulldog football is definitely back.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you know, that just kind of goes back on me and the situations we put the boys in, right? You know, like, getting them a little better mentally prepared through the week for those kind of situations. You know, like, it's, you know, you guys have been doing this for a while. You know, it's kind of hard. You got a limited amount of time at practice, and you're really trying not to put too much on the plate, but you want to make sure you cover enough that when you get into those situations, you know, so, like, you try to do some situational stuff where it's 2-minute drill or 4-minute, and you're just trying to do all this stuff. And, like, one thing you can't really put into play is just like the adrenaline part of the game time situation where, you know, your hair's standing up on the back of your neck and you're ready to go. And, you know, sometimes you let your ambition and your aggressiveness kind of takes hold. So I just got to do a better job of making sure that we get them in those situations at practice so that we know how to handle it on game day.
Yeah, I just think you got to remember that we're still talking about high school kids. We're not, you know, they're not. You have no idea what went on in their life during school, and maybe the girlfriend quit them. There's a lot of things that normal coaches don't have to dig with. But, you know, Coach, what I want to continue to talk about is the fact that football's a different beast, and the fact that, okay, this game's over now. Today, you start preparing for Sheridan coming up next week, and that's something that a lot of sports, you know, don't do, but football has to, because you have to figure out what type of strategy or plays are going to work for this team. As you make mention, everybody has their certain way they go about dealing themselves. So now you spend this week getting these kids ready to understand what they're getting ready to face, a whole new week of football.
Yeah, and like I said, we're our team's like, we're good for that, right? We got some mental toughness, you know, we're resolute. You know, I told them last night, you don't feel it tonight, but when you wake up tomorrow, you know, our boys are going this morning over to CrossFit in Kokomo to do some 9/11 memorial stuff in support of our cheerleaders. You know, so like we're mission driven, you know, I mean, just, you know, this is going to be a long campaign. You know, you may have, you know, we lost a battle last night, but the war is still fighting. And our boys get that. Our coaches get that. I had a lot of community support last night. I love our administrators, our athletic director, Tyler Ottinger, and our principal, Tom Hughes, you know, our superintendent, Levi, like they're great, great people. They're super supportive. So, the community, you know, last night our crowd was one of the best I can ever remember. We had a student section that was totally bringing the juice, yep. You know, and, you know, that's part of the thing that breaks a coach's heart, right? Like, you know, everybody brings their enthusiasm and school spirit, and everybody's fighting hard, and, you know, and then you just look back and you kind of feel like, man, if I could have just adjusted that call, or maybe if I had done this instead of that, you know, the ball would have fell the other way. But at the end of the day, I got to have a short memory too, right? If I dwell on this, then what's that say to the team, right? Like, if we got to keep moving forward.
Coach, outside of Clayton Stevens, talk about some other players who had a great night last night.
Well, I'll tell you, Luke Shelley has really turned it on. You know, like, you can do one of two things, right? You can have he played pretty well for us as a freshman, you know, and then you can have what they call the sophomore slump, or you can be the sophomore superstar, right? And he's generated a takeaway every game. You know, he's catching footballs, running. I mean, he is probably, I'm not going to say my surprise player, because I've always known that Luke had it in him, but just the fact that he's become Mr. Reliable back there in the backfield for us and in the secondary has made it easier for me to make some defensive adjustments and move some guys around. You know, we got the defensive line is really well. We got Colin Washburn playing inside linebacker for us, who's just a beast. Levi Jacobs is always a hard worker. He plays middle safety for us. Our corners, Juan and Hayden Walters. You know, all our boys work hard. You know, we got Leland Harvey is playing offensive line for us now. He's working really hard, worked his way into a starting position. Just across the board, like, our kids are doing everything we ask them week in and week out. You know, and that makes it really good for us, because remember last year we had like 17 kids. So, like, mm-hmm. we couldn't rotate guys through. I feel like we're not physically outmatched this year. We got so much bigger, faster, and stronger in the offseason. Yeah, I mean, just across the board, we've got a lot of kids who have, you know, we got Keaton and Kyson Allball, who are working into some supporting roles there on special teams. Preston Martinez is another. I mean, I go on and on. Like our kids just do everything we ask of them.
Well, man, if you got a Shelley kid whose dad played for the Hot Dogs during my years of videotaping, you got a full blood deal gear right there, man. That guy can play football. His dad sure could.
Yeah, and his dad's a big supporter of the program. He's actually going to be the one that's going to help us with some stats. I'm trying to link up with Jason. So, yeah, you know, I'm very optimistic. You know, as much as this one hurts right now, you know, we'll lick our wounds a little bit, and we'll get this film exchange.
Let's talk about Sheridan real quick. You know, Clinton Central had been in existence from like late, like 58, 59, somewhere near 60. And then that goes all the way back, Kirkland, whatever their,
yeah.
I don't know what their mascot was, but they've won the longest rivalries in probably high school football in the state of Indiana. It's on the east side of Clinton County and over there at the edge of Hamilton County.
Yeah, well, we were the Kirkland Travelers.
There you go. That's what I was looking at. yeah. And they were some mean dudes back in the day, if you research that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they could play some football.
Yeah, there's a couple, what they say back then, notional state titles, right? Like, they didn't actually have it, but yeah, right. And me and Coach Wright have talked about that several times, about being a part of all that. That inter-county rivalry and it being like one of the longest state games year in and year out. And, you know, any opportunity I get to coach against Coach Wright, I mean, you guys know I coached for him for a couple of years. Absolutely love him. He's a great mentor of mine, and we talk every week. I don't know how much we'll talk this week, short of the day when we get this film exchange going. But, you know, they're always tough. And, you know, I think that this will be a good opportunity for our boys to show our character and what we're really made of and see if we can come out and get one next week.
Well, it wasn't a few years ago we weren't saying the Bulldogs were 2-1, that's for sure, and you guys are. So
yep.
Good luck to you next week, and we'll come back right after this and talk with the Frankfort Hot Dogs.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Hi, Matt Wilson here. Join me every weekday morning at 6 a.m. for the Day in Genda Morning Show. I'll have news, weather, local information, and some fun features to help you start your day. Listen in for the Bozo Criminal Report, the Box from the Attic, the Daily Top 5, and the Classic Hits Salute. We will be adding more features in the coming weeks, and of course, have all your favorite classic hits. Sponsored by Day in Genda Funeral Home, they put family first. That's every weekday morning here on 96.9 AM 1570 and Boone 1027 WILO.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Your host, Don Stock, Jamie Blacker, Tyler Etherington on the board. Another great show this week. Just finished up with Coach from Clinton Central. Now we got James Byers on the line, the hot dog boss. Morning, Coach.
Hey, morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, all right. I didn't know if you've seen Don Stock around. This is the first time I've seen him all summer. I didn't know if he's still in Clinton County. I thought maybe
I saw him the other night walking down our new road.
Yeah,
I was checking it out, making sure that things were going well. I found a couple of things I had to talk about. So
always said he could run for office in Carroll County and win. I thought maybe he took my advice and went up there. I hadn't seen him.
It's looking good over there.
It is. It is. You know what I hope, Coach? They're looking to build homes. I know we're off the subject. Starting in October out there at Meadowbrook, and I told my wife when we were walking, it would be great if they would start on the west side of Hoke, which would be your backyard, start putting up those homes along that Hoke Street so that you guys can get your privacy back a little bit.
That'd be nice. That's kind of, my wife and I were actually just talking about the same thing. It'd be nice if we get some nice young people in here, get some young families, and yeah. It'd be exciting.
That's what I was going to say. New homes bring new football players.
That's so. Right. That's the goal. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, last night you went to Tri-West, and, you know, the kind of same old Tri-West before. They were a power and ran into a really strong football team.
You know, we talked about it. We talked about it today at film. We talked about it last night. You know, the score was not indicative of how well our guys played. You know, those guys are ranked in the state every year. They're incredibly well coached. They're really athletic. We got Jim Sorgi's son at quarterback. And our guys didn't back down from the challenge. And we said, like, hey, you're not going to keep them out of the end zone, right? They're a very talented team. But we want to make them earn every yard they get. And that was our focus this week was, you know, be aggressive up front, alley to the short passes, take away the deep passes. And we did a lot of that last night. I mean, we gave up a big scramble play to the sophomore quarterback, and we gave up a big screen pass. But outside of that, like, they had to work for their scores. Now, we set them up a little bit from our own miscues, right? We had a we threw an interception, and we had three fumbles, and you can't spot a great team 28 points. But if you take those 28 points off of turnovers away, oh heck, we're in a battle. Offensively, we came out and we were able to do a lot of great things offensively. Even early on in the game, Lalo Castillo wound up for 200 yards of total offense on our initial estimates. Now we're going to go back and double check it from film, but yeah, I mean, he had himself a heck of a night.
Yeah, I want to talk about him in a second, but I want to talk about the score, and that is, I'm a guy who says, hey, you know, if you can't keep me out of the end zone, that's tough on you. But I think there's a way to be able to handle yourself where you're not racking it up on somebody 69-8. I think that's in high school a little bit more than necessary. You have Tri-West has a lot of kids that could be playing football. Carroll does a great job at bringing other guys in. That way you can see what you have coming up in the future. You play a lot of different kids, and when you get beat 69-8, I look at Tri-West and I go, man, you know, what good did that do you running it up? It as you can tell, it irritates me. I go back to the 15 years ago when I was videotaping for the Hot Dogs, and they couldn't beat us if we spotted them 40 to begin the ball game. But we didn't like stick it in their ear like they're doing right now, and I get irritated, as you can tell, by it. But let's talk a little bit about Mr. Castillo. Because in his first two ball games, he's got over 200 yards, so he's averaging 100 yards a ball game. That's a lot in high school football. I'll get it.
Last time I checked, he's averaging over 6 yards a carry right now, which is massive. And we knew coming in this game, right, like the Tri-West defense is stout. They're really fast. And we told Lalo, like, hey, this is one of those games where people will take note. Like, what do you do against a Tri-West team that's ranked in the state? And he went off. He had some really big runs in the first half. He had a 70-yard run, if I remember off the top of my head. The second half, he had a couple big catches. He had two big kickoff returns. He's making plays for us all over the field on defense. You know, the young man is just an outstanding football player and an even better kid. Like, just a great guy to be around. Like, my son, Wes, absolutely loves Lalo. Comes up and gives him a hug after every game. And Wes is out playing flag football right now. And Lalo said he was going to head out there to watch Wes play. And so, you know, he's just a great guy to be around and a great kid and a great leader for our team, for our school, for our community.
Yeah, he leads you in receiving. He leads you in rushing. But I want to now turn our thoughts towards Mr. Bartley, your quarterback, coming into last night's ball game, 15 of 32, two touchdowns. Says a lot for Mr. Bartley, and so talk a little bit about him.
Dennis got thrown into a tough situation last year as a sophomore when Dougie went down, and Dennis has really grown into that starting quarterback role. I mean, he's a great leader. He's a really positive voice, and he's a gunslinger. He's got that mentality. And him and I talked about it. He kind of shied away from that mentality a little bit in the first half last night. But he found it again in the second half, which was exciting to see. But he's a kid that can go out and make plays with his feet. He can go out. I mean, he was our leading rusher last year as a quarterback. And then this year to come out and and throw, he had like 223 yards week one. You know, he's a dynamic dual threat kid, and he's a tough, tough kid. He plays defensive end for us. He plays our stand up rush end, and also plays quarterback. Like, you're not going to find too many quarterbacks in the state who are also taking a majority of the reps on defense. Like, he's tough. So he's a great player, and we're really proud of him.
Coach, what seems to be your biggest challenge right now with this football team and trying to turn the tide and get into some competitive and even winnable games?
We've talked about it all 3 weeks of the season so far, and it's consistency, right? Like, we'll get some things going really, really well on offense, and we'll get some good drives, and we'll move the ball well from 20 to 20, and then we'll hit with a holding penalty, or we'll get hit with a false start. And those are mental things. right? Those are things that are within our control. And we just, I got to do a better job coaching it up, and we got to do a better job executing it. And it was a big point of emphasis for us this week. And I was really excited to see our offensive line take a big step forward. We only had one procedural penalty called on us in the game last night on our offense, and it was an illegal man downfield. They called Lalo for an illegal man downfield. I'm like, sir, not accurate, but that's neither here nor there, right? I was really excited to see our offensive line take a step forward, and now they're adjusting to the speed of the Sagamore and the physicality of the Sagamore, and so excited for this challenge next week against Southmont, and we get to play at home, so they got to make the long drive and chance to go up against a really physical triple option team. We're playing better each week defensively, and now we're starting to clean up those mental mistakes on offense, and so we're really excited to see what we'll look like once we put all the little things together.
Hey, Coach, can you update us on that Sagamore, where we're at? Are you guys actually scheduling for different opponents next year, or where's the contracts lie on who you still got to play for the?
Yeah, this season? Is it. That was the last time we'll ever play Tri-West.
Okay.
Unless they grow to become a 4A and we got to see them in the sectional. But this is the last year of the Sagamore in its current station.
Is it all working out for everybody with the ADs getting all that scheduled? Because I know when they blow up conferences and you look at John Harrell and who's not going to play who, and you see all these teams missing games, are you guys getting where you're getting all your games scheduled in next year? Because once you start adjusting the schedule, it's hard.
All of our stuff is done because three that are out, Tri-West, Lebanon, and Danville, were replaced by Greencastle, North Putt, and Cascade.
Nice.
Our conference is still, the MAC is fully filled, and our schedule's already done for next year.
Well, you got to be looking forward to Southmont Mounties coming into town. I think it's a very winnable game for the Hot Dogs, and you know, you got to stop that run, but need to have a good week of practice. That's where it starts first, right, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, Coach Hannon's always got things going well over there, and they went on a semi-state run last year, and but they, like we know and they know, they got hit pretty hard by graduation. And we talked about that today at film as well. Like, we have a great opportunity in front of us to get a big win in front of what will be a big crowd. It's going to be Puppy Power night. It's going to be youth football night. There's going to be a lot of people out there, and chance for us to get on the right track and get things going the right way. And again, like, we've seen a lot of flashes. We've seen a lot of really good things in spurts. Now it's just on us to get it all put together and get it done for four quarters.
Well, we've been talking with Coach James Byers of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Coach, go get them next week. Let's get game number one on our win column, and then we'll move on from there.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Coach. Hey, stay tuned. Jim will be right back with, is it Carroll football coming up next?
Coach Betzner.
We'll talk about the number third-ranked team in 1A football, the Carroll Cougars, here on Inside the Huddle.